Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Draft is this week. Here's how it's going to go down on The Fan. Our boys are going to be out at the Q Club 2 to 6 for the big show. And then Bill Michaels is going to be out there. Gary Ellerson.
Ellie.
I got Wolfel on the brain. I almost said Wolfel.
I think you're kind of obsessed with Wolfel.
A little bit.
I think a little bit, yeah. Let me a little bit more than a little bit.
Just trying to change minds. You know, he's like the it's like you're like how Thor had Loki. It's like what me and Gary are.
You guys are just, it never used to be though between you guys. I just feel like in the last 5 months, it's you guys have been butting heads.
Well, either I'm coming after Gary all the time or I'm coming after you. Pick a poison.
Well, you shouldn't come after me ever. Because I'll put you up against that gosh darn wall over there.
You're going to Scott Farrell me?
You see our picture of
I got a big fat elbow for your face.
You see the new photos?
Henry Winkler.
The new photos they took of us on Facebook?
Yeah.
They took pictures, kind of like wrestling pictures.
Yeah.
And I saw mine, man. I look criminal.
I look like in that picture, I look like I would beat you up.
I don't know. I look like I should be in prison.
Aaron Nagler, SheSaidTV.com. Who would win a fight, me or Chuck?
Yeah, the bystanders, probably. I can't put money on either one of you guys.
He's going right down the middle on that one.
I would win war of words.
Wait, hold on. I need a logic complaint. How come, like, you guys get this, like, Chuck and Winkler, ready to talk Wisconsin sports? But, like, you know, I come on, and it's just Aaron Nagler of GSIT. We need a bump for me.
Oh, you want, like,
we can make one.
We need some kind of, like, deep voice, like, Aaron Nagler of GSIT. I need, that's what we need.
Oh, we can do that.
That's my request for my next appearance.
What else would you like it to say? Were you voted best anything? Or we can just make it up.
No. Just make some stuff up. That's
okay. Fine. We can say Bob McGinn's best friend.
There you go.
Aaron Nagler. How about
you're
that?
Always trying to start something.
Oh, I'm not. Always that's him. I just said that one time.
You know, I am just here.
I wrote that line for him.
Okay. And I think Aaron's following. According to Facebook, Aaron, you're following a little of the Bucks out there, aren't you?
I'll take that as a no.
I thought maybe you thought we were
moving to New York. Since moving to New York, I just haven't. I follow obviously the Packers religiously, and I have really gotten back into the Brewers.
Oh, it's the Brewers years, you've been following.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but the Bucks. I just I don't know, man. That team with Big Dog, they should have won something. And then when they kind of tore that team apart, I just lost interest. But I love Giannis, and I love what they're doing, and I'm all for it. Go kill Boston. I'm all in on that.
All right, not all the way in though. I see. That's fine.
No, I'm in on the run.
Okay,
I'm in on the bandwagon.
Well, we got you on to talk about the draft. You know, I don't think the Packers are.
He's more into the Bucks, let's say, than the guy we just had on to talk about the Bucks.
There we go again. Always goes back to Wolfel.
Yeah.
The draft. I don't think the Packers are at all serious about drafting a quarterback. I think somehow everybody's excited because they brought a quarterback in. I think they brought the quarterback in to take a look to see what they might like in the future with a quarterback. But I don't think they're serious about drafting a quarterback early.
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. Obviously, only man. You know, who can say with any kind of definity is Mr. Gutekunst himself. But, yes, it feels a year too early to be pulling that trigger. But you do never know. And I know they brought in Drew Locke, and it's funny because last year when I spoke to Gutekunst at the Combine, he made a joke that back in the day he had brought in some quarterbacks at the Combine that they had appeared at the Combine, and Ted got mad because Ted always used those pre-draft visits for, like, undrafted types. You know, and I think Gutekunst is true to his word when he says, you know, he just wants more the most information possible. It could have been a medical thing they wanted to look at, you know. And like you just said, it's not just about who they might draft. It's also information gathering for down the road. If, you know, any of these players become free agents, which you got to assume many will, they're going to have, you know, their homework done, so to speak, 4 years down the road. So I know a lot gets made, especially when quarterbacks come into town pre-draft, but I think more than anything, it's just, you know, due diligence and making sure they've got all their homework done.
Talking with Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com, there was a video with Andrew Brandt on a podcast recently. He was talking about when the Packers did draft Rodgers and they had Favre, and they Rodgers fell to them at 24, and they didn't. They knew they had to, but they didn't want to, so they were letting the phone maybe ring, and nobody called with an offer, and they took Rodgers. It felt early then, but it would feel more early now. As much as you do always want to think about the future, I think what it would signal to me if the Packers took a quarterback at 12 or 30, and I don't mind them taking one later, but you made the splash in the free agency. You got a new coach. You got a new quarterback. You've got guys on your you got Rodgers. You've got guys on your team that you like. If you take a quarterback in round one, it seems to me like you're punting 2019.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's nice that you got two first-round picks, right? I mean, it's not necessarily that you're punting on the season. You're looking long-term. And look, Brian Gutekunst wants what every first-term general manager wants, and that's a contract extension. You know, he's got a five-year deal. He's a year into it. And although he played it down yesterday when he met with the media, you know, a succession plan and life after Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's his job. That is A, number one, his gig. No one else in that building is more responsible for what's going to happen next at the quarterback spot than Brian Gutekunst. So if there's a guy in the draft that he absolutely 1,000,000,000% loves and thinks is a difference maker and a franchise signal caller for the next decade, I mean, and he feels that strongly about it, then he should absolutely take him, regardless of is it a year too early or not. You remember the John Madden used to say it on TV all the time, and I say it all the time on Twitter and in life. The worst time to look for a quarterback is when you need one. It's been proven time and time again. I think Denver's living out that nightmare scenario since, you know, Peyton Manning left. And you could go through the entire league with teams that, you know, you're desperate for a quarterback, and you make all sorts of mistakes and throw good money after bad trying to figure out that position when you don't have a quarterback. The time to find one is when you got one.
You know, if they're going to draft a tight end, you know, you almost think, okay, is a tight end worth drafting in the first round? But, I mean, I guess if you found the next Kelsey or a next Gronk, that might be good. Could this Hockenson be anything, you think, that might fit that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the personnel people will have worked all this up, and they're going to make their determinations as far as if he is one of those upper echelon type players. I mean, to me, he has that kind of potential. He's the most well-rounded tight end in the draft. I mean, that's been covered ad nauseum. But the idea that you can use him kind of everywhere, and you can use him in line and split him out, and you're not going to actually worry about his blocking, which has not been the case with pretty much any tight end in Green Bay in a very long time. I think he's got the chance to be, if not special in the realm of Gronk, because I think that's, you know, Hall of Fame level. I think he could approach Jason Witten level, which is still, I think Jason Witten's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's obviously not the freak that Gronk is. But I think he could approach that level. And, you know, is 12 too early for that? I don't think so. Now, I'm not the one making the determinations of value here, but to me, if you've got, again, a player that's a blue-chip player is going to come in and set the standard for a decade, yeah, take him at 12. I don't care if he plays tight end. I don't care if he plays safety. If he's, you know, that, but you've got him rated as the best player available, then, yeah, go get him.
Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. So they have 12. They have 30. I feel like, especially before free agency, they're going to take defense. They're going to take an edge rusher. I think, you know, that was written in the stars. They get some of these guys in now via free agency, and there's been such a long time for us to kind of digest. So it's like,
Right. Well,
what if they took a quarterback, or what if they took a wide receiver, or what if they took a guard? I ultimately still think at 12, if they don't move, they're going to take a guy on defense. Where is your gut feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. Now, obviously, this all depends on how the board shakes out, right? If you're not just going to take defense to take defense. If there's a offensive player that are there that's far and away higher rated on their board, they should take that guy. But, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. It's funny, too, because after free agency, they did a very good job there as far as kind of leveling the roster talent-wise and making sure they don't have to reach, you know? I think far and away, you look at the roster, and the biggest hole is at safety still, opposite Adrian Amos. I know Josh Jones is coming back, but he does a lot of the same things Amos does, and you just paid Amos a whole boatload of money. You know Amos is going to be on the field. He needs a running mate. Now, I don't see a safety that's going to be worth a pick at 12. So do they go edge rusher if one of the premier guys falls to them there? Yeah, I know they signed two in free agency, but don't forget, Za'Darius Smith is going to play all over the place. He's not just going to be on the edge. He's going to be inside probably on passing downs as well. So, you know, get your waves of pass rushers. You know, we've seen teams, whether it was the Eagles 2 years ago, the Giants back in the day when they took down Brady a couple times, those teams won because they had waves of guys up front on defense that could just wreak havoc and cause all sorts of problems for the quarterback. And, you know, if that came to Green Bay, I'd be a very happy man.
Okay, safety, one thing, but would they be interested in more defensive back help back there?
Yeah, I mean, again, Greedy Williams is a name that you hear pop up as first round possibility. That's a corner. I would be surprised if they made that selection. You know, they have invested pretty heavily in it in the last. Obviously, they took two corners last year to start off that draft. They used tons of draft capital in the secondary already, but you can't rule it out. Again, how does the board fall? You know, it might be the fact that they get on the clock and it's just staring at them that this guy, whoever that might be in the secondary, is far and away the best value. You know, they shouldn't dismiss that just because, well, we've used a lot of draft picks back there already. Again, so much of this depends on, you know, how they value where their board is and who is on the board when things happen on the clock, et cetera. Who makes calls, like who's on the phone, who's offering to move, and blah, blah, blah. That's why we love it. That's why it's the greatest kind of, you know, reality show going, because all this talk, everything you read online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, none of it means anything once the draft starts on Thursday night. And that's why it's so great.
We do a thing every Tuesday, a Twitter question. It's called Twitter Tuesday. We made that up. The question this week is, because I've been saying that I want the Bucks to beat Boston more than I've ever wanted any team to beat anybody ever. It's very personal for me, just because of the way that national writers are, you know, the way that they're being. So I want to know from you, what game was the most you've ever wanted any team to win that day? We've got a lot about the Badgers in the national championship. We've got a lot of Brewer ones from their playoff runs. We've got some Packer ones back in 2010. Can you think of a game that you would fall apart and melt if your team didn't win that game?
Man, yeah, I mean, obviously I think the Super Bowl back in 2010, when I was surrounded by Giants fans who were rooting expressly for the Steelers just to piss me off. yeah, that was one I needed. I needed that one bad because I couldn't handle, you know, the rest of that night being surrounded by all those people if the Packers lost. So big ups to Aaron and crew for coming through for me there.
I needed the Pack. I was around Bears fans on that Thanksgiving game a couple of years ago, and I needed the Packers to win. Failed me.
Yes, they did. Hey, you know what? I will say, though, the impetus for this, the Boston thing, like you're saying, like the national media, however they slanted, et cetera. I tell you what, I want the Bucks to win just to exercise some demons from, like, growing up. Like, remember how they used to always, always get into the playoffs and then, like, lose to Boston in, like, the second round? Like, that, like, memory of my youth.
That's more for Chuck, yeah.
Although, you know, Big Chief, yep. and Larry Bird.
Kevin McHale.
Guys, and Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge and those guys, every year, they ended the Bucks. Every year. So. Yeah. That's why I'm rooting for the Bucks to just go in and lay waste to Boston.
There was 1 year, 82, where they swept the Celtics in a four-game series. Swept them in a four-game series, but then lost to Philly. And I want to say the Eastern Conference Finals. That was the year Philly was great. with Moses Malone. So,
a lot of losing there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The playoffs,
without a doubt.
From my memory.
We'll work on the intro for you. Aaron Nagler, appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Aaron Nagler on Twitter at Aaron Nagler, and you can find him at Cheesehead TV. They've got a draft preview. They've got a lot of extensive stuff. Check that out, cheeseheadtv.com. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll talk more Bucks coming up. Still, we can touch a little bit on that Brewer game. The pitching not so good yesterday, but Craig Counsell not giving up just yet. And we do want to look at the series between Boston and the Bucks, and the lines have come out at least for game one in the series. So we'll tell you about just how strongly the Bucks are favored and if it is enough or not. It's Chuck and Winkler here on the
And phone. I see the series lines have already come out on who's favored in the series.
I just said that.
What's that? No, you said for game one.
And then I said series.
Oh, I didn't hear you say series.
Well, I said it while you were looking it up and then...
Oh. No, I was looking up my Roberts read here. Spring may have finally come here.
I thought you were maybe texting apologies to Gary about how mean I was.
No, 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 no. No, that's between you two guys. I'm staying out of it.
Okay.
Roberts Specialty Meats. Lots of options Paul Roberts has to make dinner time go time to your house. The hand-cut steaks, the USDA prime beef tenderloins, the gourmet burgers. How about the cheddar and bacon, the mushroom and Swiss, the everyone's favorite quick meal at the end of the day, Roberts ribs on a stick. You talk about a quick meal, put it on a grill, couple of minutes each side, and those Roberts ribs in a stick, those boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce are just delectable to go. And, yeah, have them with some mashed potatoes, some coleslaw, some potato salad. Man, ribs on a stick, that is a perfect dinner like tonight. Stop by on your way home from work, Roberts Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha on Sunset Drive. Hey, they have the 30 varieties of sausages and brats as well. It is all good. The equally popular chicken skewers in barbecue, the garlic parmesan, Door County cherry flavors, all easy to heat up in minutes. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT. Get some of their smoked beef sticks as well, the Cherrywood smoked beef sticks. They're really good. So whatever you go, whether it's the hand-cut steaks, the marinated burgers, I like the beef brisket burger myself, man. The half-pounders, throw a couple of those on the grill tonight. Steaks, chicken, it's all good. Roberts Specialty Meats. But you go out there and you see Paul and his great staff there. I always pick up some ribs on a stick. And not just 1 pound. Get like 3 or 4 pounds of those ribs on the sticks. Put those on the grill. Have those in an appetizer for whatever you're having out there. For the best in meats, you got it. It's Roberts Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher. Roberts Specialty Meats, south side on Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division, we're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision, the Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go, welcome to the Bled Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president says so. Giannis flying high, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's cash money in your eye.
Do you feel going it like running gusto, through you? Like I am hyped, dude. I am hyped up.
I'll tell you, this weekend couldn't come soon enough because I wish the series was starting maybe Thursday night.
You know what? Screw Boston. Screw Boston. How many titles do they have in the last 20 years in all their sports?
Well,
you see those pictures with those little kids holding those banners like, I've seen 12 championships in my life. I put on Twitter yesterday that it hasn't happened in 18 years of Bucks playoff victory. And I said, what did you look like 18 years ago? Some kid tells me I wasn't even born.
Yeah, well, look at the droughts we went through. Look at the horrible droughts. You know, how long it's been since the Brewers won a postseason series until they beat Colorado. You know, they beat 2011 when they won that first round playoff series. You know, I mean, they against Arizona. I mean, look at the bad sports that we've been through in this town. And now it's finally getting good. It's finally, we're on championship level for both teams, but it's been a long time coming. The Bucks just got to keep this thing going, and they got to get by Boston. They got to keep plowing through and play as well as they did in that Detroit series. So don't take anything away from how well they played in Detroit, man, and don't say, oh, Detroit sucks. No, the Bucks were great in that series.
Yeah.
Great. They dominated.
Beat them up.
He could be a freak on the court. And on the shits, you know what I'm saying?
Man, he had his game face on last night. He didn't want to come back for a game five. He was finishing that series off last night. There were no stopping Giannis last night. Giannis, man, he had playoff intensity, as did everybody else on that team.
414-799-1250. Let's get out to Waukesha, talk to Carol. What's going on?
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm excited because I am a fan.
It feels like the first time.
Carol, don't be a foreigner to the show. What brings on this first-time call?
Well, I have a question. I think this might have... I think it might have been turned into a bad word over the years when I was getting older.
Uh-oh.
But can I say that I'm a freaking fan?
Freaking?
Oh.
Yeah.
Scared me a little bit with your direction you were going in there.
Yeah, no, you can say freaking.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I hear it used in other ways, and I am so proud of our Bucks, and yes, we are going to take care of Boston.
Well, Carol, even if you dropped a four-letter word on our radio station, I think we'd let it slide.
Yeah, I'd let it slide. Let it slide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how many games do you think the series is going to go?
Well, we are talking about we're going to buy tickets. We buy 20-ticket pack every, you know, for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So we want to buy at least one ticket, and I'm trying to decide. I'm thinking about game six. Are we going to be in Milwaukee for game six?
No, we'll be in Boston for game six. Game seven would be here.
Game five and seven would be here.
Game seven is what you want to buy it for.
Well, do you think it'll go that long? I think we'll win it before, maybe five.
I'm thinking Bucks in five, but even still, that would mean a game five, and that would be here. Or you can save up for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Or the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a big decision, and I have to get my son-in-law in on this. He takes me to all of the games, and I love it.
I'm starting to feel like you're kind of the equal to Brew Crew Sue. Do you know who that is? Do you listen to our show?
No.
There's a young lady who calls us from Florida.
Do you listen to our show? No. Well, then how did you end up here?
Yeah.
How did I end up in Milwaukee?
No, I listened to our show.
Chuck asked you if you listened to our show, and you screamed no.
Son-in-law, he programmed it on my radio in my car.
Okay.
And on my radio at home so I could listen to you. And he told me it would be much more informational than the other radio programs I was listening to.
Oh, you have a very smart son, man.
Yeah.
Your son. Wow. Hey, your son knows. He knows.
I'm a new listener, so let's give kudos to Frank.
Yeah, Frank. We'll give it up for Frank.
We'll call you Cream City Carol for now on. How about that?
Chuck!
How about Freeps coming up with another one?
I came up with it, and I was saving it to say at the end.
Oh.
And you stole it from me.
Cream City Carol.
Oh.
Oh.
And if I have another question about a word, I'll call you back.
Yeah. That's a fun bit, too. Say a word you're not sure if you can say on the radio and see if we get in trouble or not.
Malcolm Brock. Malcolm is my favorite player. I mean, I just think he is so cool.
Oh, he is mine too. I agree with you. He is my favorite player too.
But Chuck doesn't like when they call him the president.
No, I just wish they call him Malcolm Brogdon.
I like him. Let's call him Malcolm Brogdon.
I like Malcolm.
All right, so you are Cream City Carol.
Smart kid.
Yes, I am.
Smart All right. kid, everything.
So make sure you have our number, 414-799-1250.
I'm going to program it in. So we can call. I can call, and we can talk about our Bucks again.
We're gonna want to talk to you for sure after every playoff game, if you can do that for us.
Oh yes.
So after every game, make sure you call, and then any other time you want to call, feel free. Ladies first here on Chuck and Winkler. Ladies always get bumped to the front.
Yes,
of the line.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it, and particularly older ladies.
Well, we don't know that with you. We just assume you're 25, but
yeah,
that's fine.
Right.
I am.
I'm sorry. I thought she was a little older. I thought she was 28. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just leave while I'm 25.
All right, Carol.
Tell your friends you're Cream City Carol and that we're going to have you on every time the Bucks play.
I'll do that.
Thanks. All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Cream City Carol. You son of a bee.
How about that? I'm the maker of nicknames around here.
Who wrote that for you?
Hey, I'm the maker of nicknames around here. How do you think all these guys got their nicknames?
As soon as I saw her name, Carol, and she was talking, I thought, this could be the Brew Crew Sue. Carol, C. Cream City Carol.
Cream City Carol.
I'm going to say it at the end of this interview. And then I thought, would Chuck steal my thunder? I thought, there's no way Chuck's that witty to come up with it.
Absolutely. You're damn right, man. You're damn right. Maker of nicknames. That's me.
Let's get the Billy and Brown Deer, 799-1250.
What do you think named the show Chuck and Winkler?
Gentlemen, what's going on, guys?
We're doing all right. What's going on, man?
I'm going to be honest with you, Chuck. I got love for you, baby boy. I've been listening for a long time.
Yeah.
Since Wicked, man. I called in yesterday when the fools from Failing the Bench was talking crazy to Bart. We can't have that.
Yeah.
I want to let you know, man. I'm feeling the temperature in the water, and I feel like the fraudulent Buck fans who only been watching for two seasons are starting to show their fear. I don't see fear of the deer. I see fear in the deer. A lot of fans saying, we can't beat Boston. They might do it. I had to turn off the section you had with Gary. I was so upset when Bart said, hey, man, are you a Buck fan? You like the Bucks? I don't root for them.
You know what's interesting about that is I didn't listen to that part of the show either.
I'm saying, bro? You said to him, are you a Bucks fan? No, I ain't rooting for the Bucks. So you said, are you rooting against the Bucks? No, not really. But then every comment after that was a Kyrie compliment. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't think the Bucks can win, you stay home. I've been Bucks since Eric Murdoch. I've been Bucks since Todd Day, right? Since Blue Edwards used to play ball at the Schrader YMCA. You feel me? Stop acting like you're a Bucks fan if you're not. If you want to buy a jersey and look nice and fit in, you can fit in, but be quiet. Be quiet.
I hear you. Hey, William.
The team we took to Game 7 last year, right, with a mediocre coach. Now we got the best coach, the best player, the best record, and you actually saying we can't get past round two? If you don't think the Bucks can get past round two, I want to show you some homes in some different locations that you can move to because you ain't Cheddar State. Cheddar State, we won in a whole series, another sweep coming up. I'm not playing, man. Finals championship, BMO club, front four rows, we balling out. Bart, if anyone goes to this show and does not give you Buck love, hang up with them fools, baby boy. Don't play games with you. You got the number one Buck show in the state, in the country. If you ain't Buck, don't call this number, man.
Hey, William, can I ask you a question? Why are you upset at me? I said the Bucks were winning six games.
I ain't mad at you, Chuck. I'm taking personal, Chuck. I'm not mad at you. All I'm saying is I hear a lot of doubt and disbelief. I ain't with that.
From who?
Either
me?
You do? No. Either you with it or you not. You're not going to ride and say we can beat the Pistons. Because I remember when we were playing the Bulls. And people would call in and say we couldn't beat the Bulls in round one. And we won a game and all of a sudden we can win. And every time something happens, you got somebody. We just had Easter, right? You got the children of Israel all in the desert saying we can't find no place. Y'all got to die. You know what I'm saying?
40, all right, now 40, you're losing.
Now you sound a little like Mr. T.
Nah, I'm lost.
I'm saying right now, if you ain't for the Bucks, stop fronting. I've been Buck. If you've been Buck, then you only think in one way, and that's the finals. If you're not thinking that way, you keep your doubting self home. I got to go to work, y'all. Y'all keep having the best show in the world, baby boy.
Billy Brown Deer.
Man, you got the gift of gab, my friend. I like it.
All right, so I told Cream City Carol to call in every day. I'm going to tell Billy to just... I'm going to quit. I'm done. It should be Billy and Frames in the morning.
Well, that was a mic drop right there.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Here's
the deal.
Well, we could at least add him to the show.
I think the Bucks are going to win the series.
Billy, how would you like to work for free $99 an hour and be a part of this show?
Well, he's got another job he's got to go to. So
darn.
But I'm in on the Bucks. I've just you think Boston's got no shot. I think they have a shot.
Well, I think the games will be close. I think it's Bucks in five.
Yeah. Bucks in six.
The Bucks are going to win this series in five games, and that's what I'm going to stick to. Rams on the north side. All right, you know how I always try to start stuff between callers? Ram, I got to read this tweet here, if that's okay.
Read it. I'm right here. It's
from Christian. It says, okay, Gary Wolfel is fine. Just do not chase it with a call from Ram, the disciple of disappointing detraction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to say this. The last caller.
Yeah,
I'll go
Billy.
Further than that. I remember when the Bucks won the championship '71. My parents took me to the airport. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar picked me up, gave me a banner, got the banner here at the house, sitting in the living room, my parents' living room. So I'm not listening to this stuff about who's a loyal Bucks fan. We're talking about playoffs, and we're talking about talent and who can do what. And all I'm going to say is, Chuck, I had to agree with you on the Kyrie thing. Watching these playoffs this year especially, if you don't have a backcourt, you ain't got a chance. Last night showed, even with Donovan Mitchell, Houston is a better team. But if you got a guy in the backcourt that can get you 30, 7-7, something like that, you can win a game on the road or at home. he needed to be a side factor. So Boston got a superior backcourt. Would both of you guys agree?
Can Bledsoe be close to Kyrie?
No.
No.
It's the reason why in the draft that you go in the top 10 or the top 15.
Kyrie's his own man.
Right.
He's in his
I
own
think Kyrie's amazing. I'm not yes. I mean, doubting Kyrie.
I mean, Bledsoe's a good player, but he's not Kyrie.
Him and Giannis in the last shot, I'm going with Kyrie. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
I got to go with the guy that got a three-level scoring game versus a guy that's just trying to drive to the rack and spin one way and get a dump.
Did you see Kyrie's between-the-legs move that he made the other day? I mean, yeah. He was putting it between the legs like 16 times, and they took a fadeaway 15-footer.
Hey, Chuck, all three of us go to a grade school right now, you ask the kids what type of tennis shoes they're going, you say, you want to get some Kyrie? No, we want Kyrie's.
No, yeah, but all Kyrie's, those kids are going to have Giannis jerseys on, too. I don't.
Yeah, even little girls. So it's not that – so these are young people looking at talent, too. So then the other thing is, I just don't see – the shot makers, not no contested shot maker. Tatum and Brown and Haywood, I don't see it. Okay, we got Giannis, okay? But they got at least seven guys that can take you one-on-one, and they will play defense man-to-man on the Bucks.
What's your prediction?
Boston to six. They're going to get one here. They might get two here.
Ram, why you got to do this to me, bud? Yeah. You know I like you.
Bart, you got to be realistic. I understand the euphoria and everything, but Detroit wasn't – that was like a warm-up. Then you got a new coach there who's from Toronto. He doesn't have his team built there.
And we're trying to be a Bucks pep rally here.
Yeah, I know.
Ram, if you're going to be objective about it, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but we're talking about the playoffs. We're not talking about regular season. We're not talking about Rick. We're talking about the playoffs.
I guess maybe, Chuck, we have different – Ram, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Different –
we're not a pep rally.
Maybe we have different goals for the show. Like, you want to be, like, down the middle, facts. Like, you want to be, like a headline news.
No. I want to be, like – no.
I want to be, like, right-wing Bucks.
Yeah.
Or left-wing Bucks.
Yeah. No.
I want to be so slanted Bucks that anyone that roots for the Celtics hate listens to us. I want to be so far left or right.
But we're all in on the Bucks. We're all in on the Bucks.
But I want it to be ridiculous.
Well, no, we're all in on the Bucks, and you could be any way you want. We're all in on the Bucks. I'm with you on the Bucks. I want the Bucks to win just as badly as you do. But I mean, we're still breaking it down a little bit here. Not going to put the blinders on that they're going to have some problems with the Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics got a great backcourt. They do. But the Bucks, remember, the Celtics got to deal with Giannis. They got to have the answer. They have no answer for Giannis.
Did you hear one of the Sith Lords calling in? You can find him over at Hyundai West Dallas. I heard one of the news stations is doing an expose that most car dealers and car dealerships in the city of Milwaukee are actually deep down rooting for Boston. So don't even think about going anywhere else. Hyundai West Dallas. These guys are Milwaukee fans, true and true, and they will give you discounts when you tell them about the fan. Sith Lord, sold me my car.
Well, we're getting violent here. Sith Lord.
Go get that Sith special, baby. Hey, listen.
Go get that Sith print money.
That's right. Hey, you know, I don't care if anybody thinks that Boston's going to win the series, whatever. You're entitled to your opinion. But when you call up and you say things that aren't factual, like the Bucks, like the backcourt of Boston is the best in the league, and what the Bucks don't have a backcourt, like Eric Bledsoe's not a top five point guard in the league, Malcolm Brogdon's not a 50-40-90 player, George Hill is a scrub. I mean, like, what are we comparing here? Kyrie Irving, Terry Rozier, and
Rozier's trash.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had a good series. Yeah, he took. Eric Bledsoe to the shed last year.
He destroyed him.
But name one good thing he did in 2019.
He destroyed him in the playoffs when it counted most of last year.
That was a year ago.
He's not better than Eric. It doesn't change the fact. It's just like when Gary calls in before and he says that, like, oh, who's the better player in the playoffs? Like, what are we talking about? This year or up to this year? Because Kyrie Irving's not a better player than Giannis in the playoffs. And anyone that would say that they would take Kyrie Irving over Giannis in this playoff, it's just in general on their team, has no business talking about the sport, because for both of those reasons, like Ram calling in and Gary also calling in, I'm not hating on those guys because they're entitled to their opinion. I don't care. But it's like you either are not watching the games or you're just making stuff up, because both of those things aren't true.
Although you would say Kyrie's one of the top 5-7 players in the game.
Yeah, but you know what? Giannis is a top 2 player.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So what do we? You know what I mean? It's not a fact.
Yeah.
Giannis right now is the best player in the NBA, hands down.
Yeah, I mean,
like, are we talking again, Chuck? Are we? Hey, Chuck, I love you, but are we talking up to this year? Or are we talking this year? Because if we're talking this year, if we're talking today, Giannis is the best player in the league.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I never said he wasn't.
It's like everyone's treating the regular season like it doesn't matter, and everyone's treating the playoffs like career achievement awards.
You know, Giannis is definitely a better player than he was a year ago, too, and he's getting better.
Listen, I'm not calling up here to blindly say that the Bucks can beat Boston. I do watch the games. I know how good Boston is and how good Boston can be, but, I mean, if we're basing it off what has happened up to this point, I think it's foolish not to take the Bucks. I think the Bucks do have a better roster than Boston. They may not have a better roster like 1 through 5, but 1 through 8, they're better. There's no doubt about it.
My guy, Sid.
Thanks, Sid.
Get that Sid special. Hyundai West Dallas.
I must face the best players in the league. I mean, LeBron is on a downslide a little bit, okay? Just a little bit. He's not playing defense as he once did. But Kyrie's there. Giannis is there. Curry's there.
Did you say KD?
KD.
Harden.
Harden. Kyrie. And, yeah, those are the best players in the league right now. But Giannis, I think, is the best player in the league.
DJ Wilson.
Yeah. Maybe off the bench.
It's Chuck and Winkler served 13. Up by Perkins. 799-1250. 799-1250. Frames, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving?
You know, I've been shaving like twice a week these days, but I need to step it up again.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of time to shave.
Gotten a little lazy lately in doing that.
Yeah, well, maybe you just don't have the right razor. Don't waste all that time overpaying for poor-performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's, quality shaving supplies at a fair price. More than 10 million people now have tried Harry's, and you can get on board. You'll get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. You get all that, it's just going to cost you $3. So that's a savings, and then it's going to ship to your house. By the way, that is free. Harry's founders, two guys that were tired of the shaving experience because the blades weren't good enough. The blades are too expensive, too. And then there was these, like, razor wars where the razor companies would try to make it look like a spaceship, and then there's, like, tri-flex handles, and none of it. I mean, it all looked cool, but it didn't do anything for the shave. So they just wanted to make sure that people could get a good shave at an affordable price, and that's how we have Harry's. And for a limited time only, backed by their 100% quality guarantee, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of this show. You'll get $5 off that trial set with the code BART, B-A-R-T, at harrys.com. That means you'll get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. When you go to harrys.com, use the code BART. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code BART, B-A-R-T, at checkout to claim your offer. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. I've got Chuck from the Action Network, the series price at Bucks minus 250.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
And I've got Bucks at plus 200.
It's about right.
Or Celtics.
Celtics plus 200. So if you wanted to win 100 on the Bucks, you'd bet 250. And then obviously fraction that down on the amounts you're going to bet. And if you want to go on the Celtics, for every 100 you'd bet, you'd get 200.
7.5-point spread, you got that?
Oh, I didn't see the spread of the game.
I got Bucks favored by 7.5.
Wow. It's good. It's a sizable mount for game one.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Bucks have been blowing everybody out, so I guess that's about right.
Yeah, the Bucks in this series against the Pistons tied the 86 Lakers for the second highest point differential in a series sweep in NBA postseason history. Plus 95.
I feel with that line being 7.5, they're begging it to take Boston. So the Bucks just may just take them to the woodshed in game one.
That would be nice. Yeah. And that will be some point this weekend. We don't entirely know yet. Our assumption is the NBA is going to wait to see what happens tonight and then start to schedule out the weekend from there. 799-1250. Let's keep it going with you guys. Chris is on the north side. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Hey, guys, how you guys doing today? What's going on, Chuck and Bart?
Hey, man.
What up?
Man, I'm feeling good this morning, baby. I'm feeling good. Hey, I'm not going to disrespect him. I like his takes. He has some good takes. He has some good research behind what he's trying. But I think he's kind of superstar struck. Ram, don't be superstar struck, baby. Look at the statistics. Look at them. Look at the stats. Who has the best player on the court when we play against Boston? Who's going to have the best player on the court?
That will be the Bucks.
Yeah.
That will be the Bucks. Who's going to have the best backcourt in the series?
Well, I still think the Celtics might with because Kyrie. But, I mean, Giannis, he's front court, back court, he's everywhere.
Right, but you can't overlook Chris Middleton and what he's doing. You can't overlook George Hill and what he's doing. You can't overlook Sterling Brown and what he's doing. You can't overlook Splash Mountain and look at what he's doing. We're deep. Who's got the deepest team?
That would be the Bucks.
Yeah.
And so I hear what Ram is saying, but he didn't say anything about what the Bucks got going good. And that's what I'm bringing to the forefront right now. That's what I'm letting our fans know. Don't be superstar struck. Okay, yeah, Boston got the superstars, but we got the team, baby. Real town, baby.
Yeah.
We got the team.
Splash Mountain is so good as a rim protector.
Bring it, Chris.
You know, I think Splash Mountain, people think, look at him and just as a guy who could jack up threes, a big guy stepping out and shooting those rainbow threes. But the guy, man, we saw him again last night as a rim protector. So good around the rim. That's an art form right there.
You know, one of the things that we're talking about, too, is how important this bench is going to be. Let's not make this series Kyrie versus Giannis. It is much more than that. Game 7 last year when the Bucks took on the Celtics, Thon Maker started at center and played 25 minutes. Jabari came off the bench, played 29. Tony Snell, Dele, and Tyler Zeller rounded things out for the Bucks. You've got a completely different bench. You've got a much better bench. And the Celtics, they're going to be without Marcus Smart, and that is going to be a big-time loss for them, especially defensively, if he was going to be the guy on Giannis or just whoever he would be on. So, yes, the Celtics, you would rather have this year's Celtics team than last year's. You got guys back from injury. But this Bucks team, their depth is what's really going to, I think, propel them to not an easy series win, but a quick series. I think it will be quick for them.
I'll be curious. See, I think six, but I'm talking one more game. I'm curious to find out the news with Malcolm, when he's going to come back, if he's going to come back, when he's going to come back, because if they have him for game one, boy, I'll tell you. We'll see how many minutes he gets if they put him out there right away and if he gets some good run, if it's going to take him a while to get back his win because it's been a while since he's played.
It sure would be nice to be here from Malcolm Brogdon at some point today.
Oh, my gosh.
This is coming across our station. Bill Michaels, Steve Novak, Malcolm Brogdon tonight at 6 o'clock.
And I'm sure Bill will ask him, Malcolm, when are you going to play?
And he'll say, I'm waiting.
I'll say, come on, Malcolm. Just between us and our 80,000 listeners here, when are you playing?
Jake is in the great city of the Mistake by the Lake, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
All right.
Good.
Big fan of the show here. Lifelong Bucks fan. Just want to say, you know, we got a lot of bandwagon fans coming on. That's fine. The team will take them. The city will take it. Let's go, Bucks. You know, the other thing I want to hit on here, fellas, we got the best team. We got Giannis. This guy's heart is incredible. I mean, he propels people to play better. Everybody's seen that last night. We're watching the first two quarters, and it's like, all right, where are we at? Where are we at? Boom, Giannis. I mean, the guy is just a freak. 14 in the third quarter. I think he had 18. But anyway, I mean, we stuck around through all the bad times. 18 years, we remember we got screwed by the refs. Come on, man. The Sixers, we should have beat them. It's all done and over with. This is our team. It's our year. We're going to take this thing. I think it goes 7. It's going to be an epic series. The Celtics are deep. They're not deep like us, but 1 through 5, I will agree. I think they got us. At the end of the day, though, we got the ultimate equalizer in all of sports, and that is the Greek freak, Mr. Giannis himself. So I got Bucks in, I'm going to say Bucks in 6.
Do you know either Chuck or I if you're from Fondy?
I don't think y'all know me.
Oh. How long you lived there?
First time caller?
Actually, I'm a first-time caller, correct.
Oh, well, what are we doing? Okay. It feels like the first time.
Well, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Oh, no. No, I'm always about the Bucks coverage. Like I said, lifelong Bucks fan, stuck around Tim Thomas with the doublehead man. Dell Curry, the original Curry. Anthony Mason when he ruined our team. It always felt like we couldn't have nice things, but we got the best coach in the playoffs, and we got Giannis. We got a chance, fellas.
Chuck and I are thinking about doing a show in Fondy someday. Will you come to that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're thinking of doing a show there.
Maybe at Lakeside Park.
Lakeside Park, that beautiful park.
Yeah.
Like for Walleye Weekend?
Oh, Walleye Weekend. Oh, man. See, Fondy's finest out there for that.
Treat.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.
Jake. See you guys later.
Yeah.
Fondy. Fondy, Walleye Weekend. Yeah.
You know, last time I went to Fond du Lac was about a month ago, and we got an Uber driver.
There's Uber drivers in Fond du Lac.
Well, he has to, like, go between Oshkosh and Fondy, but you can get an Uber. And so we're trying to, you know, I just assumed this guy was a lifer. He's like, no, I just moved here 2 weeks ago. I need help getting around town. I said, well, it's like four streets. And then I said, do you like it so far? He goes, this is a great community. I said, ooh, let me know by week three.
Well, see, I like Fond du Lac. This is where you and I differ. I like Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Fond du Lac's a great place to die.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me?
I like Fond du Lac.
Oh, I said live.
Yeah.
We are kicking around the idea of doing a live show in Fond du Lac.
I mean, why would you want to go if you hate Fond du Lac so badly?
Because, I don't know, no matter how much, and I did this on my radio show up there, no matter how much I trash Fondy, they can't quit me.
We got roots in Fond du Lac, man.
I know. I just sit here and trash Fondy and trash Fondy, and my legend in Fondy continues to grow.
Well, I haven't heard anybody talk bad about you.
I am Fondy's favorite son.
You are? Okay. Forget about Travis Diener. Forget about Scott McCallum, the lieutenant governor.
Scott McCallum, who was governor for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, but he was lieutenant governor for many years before that. Forget those guys.
It's close between me and Trav.
Forget Peg Lautenschlager, who was...
Well, Don Gorski's up there, too.
Don Gorski, okay.
Yeah, Big Mac guy. It goes Big Mac guy, Trav, and me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, no, my brother. He's probably ahead of me with the Warrior thing. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're back tomorrow. Matt Velasquez joins us at 8. Bill Michaels up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.